Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, 85 platforms. Welcome to the NFL Blitz, the Monday Night Football Preview Edition with Eric Cohen of TSN. A good Monday Nighter, Minnesota into Seattle. Seattle favored by 3, over under 45.5. Minnesota losing last week. Now they go to Seattle, and Seattle's been on a riding a wave, and Seattle could be something in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Joe. I mean, I went into the year thinking Minnesota was the playoff team when it comes to these two teams. I didn't think much of Seattle. And Minnesota has been a huge disappointment. Obviously, a lot of things going wrong there. Kirk Cousins has not given them the kind of quarterback play they need. He turned the ball over his last two possessions last week against the Patriots. I just find he's not making plays down the stretch, Joe. I'm not impressed at all with him. And defensively, they were the top defense in the league last year. They're not playing that way this year. Their kicking game has been a disaster. Dan Bailey, who used to be very accurate in Dallas, there's a jinx in Minnesota. It started, you know, way back then in the late 90s when Gary Anderson hadn't missed a kick all year, and then he missed in the NFC Championship game against the Falcons. They went on to lose as a 10-point favorite, and since then, you know, they've had some crucial misses, obviously. Blair Walsh missing in the playoffs, a chip shot against Seattle a couple years ago. This year, rookie kicker missing two at Lambeau Week 2, cost them a win. It's been a problem, all sorts of problems for the Vikings. And as you mentioned, the sea bags, as I call them, have been anything but. They've been really good, a lot better than I thought. I thought it was a rebuilding year, but Russell Wilson is outstanding. He's getting big plays out of Tyler Lockett. They're running the ball really, really well. Chris Carson's coming out of nowhere to have a really, really strong year. So Seattle comes in with the momentum. I think Minnesota's still the better team. We'll see what happens, Joe. But Seattle at home, that's a tough place to win. And Seattle's been, you know, all their losses have been tight. They had two really tight losses to the Rams, tight loss to the Bears. You know, when they lose, it's not by much. So it should be a really good football game.
Did you know that Russell Wilson has thrown 29 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions? His
first name, Russell, last name, Wilson. Yeah, he's been outstanding, Joe. I'm a big fan of Russell. I came into this year thinking that, you know, Seattle might be lucky to win 6-7 games. So Russell and that whole team, they've played a lot better than they thought.
Eric, are you going to do another singing performance?
Well, Russell Wilson's my guy, Joe. We got a lot in common. Both big underdogs, you know, my man coming from NC State. Yeah, he was a backup when he was drafted. He was backing up Matt Flynn in Seattle. And, you know, the Seabags gave Flynn all that money. Wilson won the job and never looked back since. The guy has just done an outstanding job at pretty much everything that they've asked him to do in Seattle. And he's a leader, too.
And don't forget, this year he took at spring training with the Yankees.
Yeah, well, he's a great baseball player in college. You're right, Joe. Very, very talented athlete. You know, when I think of someone I'd like to be Russell Wilson. unfortunately, it's not happening.
I'm glad you'd like to be me, but Russell Wilson does have a nice wife also.
I know, buddy. So many things Russell has I want. Oh, well.
But you have a bigger checkbook because Barnburner pays you huge.
Yeah, keep throwing salt in the wounds, Joe.
All right.
One day I'll be like Daniel Bryan and tell you the old Eric Cohen's dead. It's the new Eric Cohen, the winner. Well, hopefully that happens someday soon.
And when that happens, Eric, you know your role. Shut your mouth. Whenever I call, you do shows. Tell everybody.
There you go.
Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
The real Eric Cohen on Twitter. And, of course, the glass half full, giving my NFL picks, making you lots of money. Find us on YouTube, lots and lots of platforms.
And don't forget, don't you write, last week we missed you on Barnburner, your weekly picks.
Yeah, well, I was in Mexico trying to figure out a lot of things, Jolton won, but
what have you
we're back this week.
What have you figured out? How to bring the sun?
We haven't figured out much. I don't know much.
All right, Eric, come on, sing us home on NFL Blitz Monday Night Football Preview Edition.
Da-da-da-da. I don't know much, but I know I love winning football picks. That may be all you need to know.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.